Blog Talk Radio.
An NFL Draft Bible.com exclusive.
Emmanuel Sanders, you got the boot on the foot, man.
Yeah.
Now, last time we talked, you said you'd be running. That was about a month and a half ago. What's the latest?
Man, I ended up coming out here first day of practice and aggravated it, and it's still a little fracture off in it. So what they did is they went and put an injection in it to speed up the healing process. So it looks bad, but it's not as bad as it seems.
So what's the timetable? When do you think it'll be?
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Is that frustrating?
Yeah. But no, because I understand that I got to get this thing 100%. I got high expectations for myself and also still the nation. So I know I can only do that at 100%.
Nice. And, I mean, obviously, you're going into your second year. You're a year removed from everything you went through last year. What's the biggest transition so far going into camp?
You just got to make strides. You got to understand that you're a second-year player. You can't make the same mistakes that you did as a rookie. And that means learning the playbook the whole 9 yards and being very accountable now. You can't make rookie mistakes. And also, you know, my goal is to get more yak. I got to get more yards out of the catch. I went back and reviewed some of the film from last year. There are plenty of opportunities that the man who sent us in college would have took that thing and did some juking, but instead I caught the ball and didn't get any yards. And so I'm looking to make that jump.
You think that's just becoming familiar and more comfortable in the offense?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And not only that, being comfortable on the team. Guys are starting to accept me a little bit more. I'm not that rookie anymore, so everything's coming together.
How about the new guys coming in? I mean, to know what they're going through.
Yeah, man, I feel sorry for them guys, you know, with the lockout. Apparently, they didn't have opportunity to go through OTAs, so they're basically having an OTA and a training camp and a lot of meetings. And, you know, they're struggling a little bit, but I just keep reminding them that, you know, you got to understand, like, I had 10 to 12 weeks off in the playbook, and they didn't get the opportunity. So, but they're coming along very well.
Personal goals? I mean, a lot, besides team winning, we know you want the team to play off.
Oh, yeah, personal goal is definitely 62.5 a game. And that's a 1,000-yard season. And I set that goal last year, and I set it every year that I will be playing football because that's the ultimate goal for a receiver.
NFL Draft Bible on location.
Tony Brown here. How you been, man? Looking great?
I'm doing good, man. Recognized all season, ready to go. A couple of days of training camp under my belt, feeling good.
You know, last year, it wasn't that long ago, man. After practice, it was you and Emmanuel and the other receivers that were trying to make the team. Oh, you guys catching those tennis balls, dropping them in the bucket. Does that seem like a lifetime here?
Man, that just seemed like yesterday to me, man. Time go by so fast. And, man, you want to remember those moments as motivation, not today.
And then you look at this, I mean, going into your second season, you've been through the process, you went to the Super Bowl. I mean, how much more relaxed do you feel heading into your second year?
Well, man, you can never relax, man. There's always on your toes, and there's always something more you got to do, and there's always a long and hard process that you got to keep your mind prepared for. So, I'm just excited. I'm just on my toes, looking forward to new things and looking forward to getting better.
And personal goals? I mean, I know that as a team you want to win, you want to take the thing all the way, but on a personal level, I mean, what are some of the things you want to do?
I want to be an elite returner, man. Elite returner, and I want to be accountable wide out, man. As if I get in 50, 60 plays or 30, 40 plays, how many of them is needed, I want to just do my job and be accountable.
And the Young Money crew, the trio of you, Mike, and Emmanuel, you guys are close-knit.
YM all day, man. All day.
NFL Draft Bible on location.
Armand Robinson, the former Miami Redhawks, joining us. Latrobe, you're in Steeler camp, man. How's it feel?
It's great. Living a dream right now, you know. A lot of guys, you know, wish to be out here, and, you know, this is reality for me. But I still got a lot of hard work ahead of me, and, you know, I'm just out here battling, you know. It's tough being a rookie sometimes, but, you know, I'm battling, and I had a lot of fun, too.
And they're pretty good on rookie hate, and they really don't make you do much, huh?
They don't make you do much, but, you know, they give us a hard time, so... I mean, that's what you go through, you know, being a rookie, so I'm just getting through it, and I'm also having a lot of fun, so, you know, it's not too bad.
And I was just talking with Antonio Brown, and he had some pride on his face. Right now, of the 90-some guys in camp, 11 of them from the Mid-American Conference. That's saying something, eh?
Yeah, I mean, the Mid-American Conference, you know, they recruit good players, too, so one of the best players in the league, Ben Roethlisberger's from the MAC, you know, Byron Leftwich, so you got plenty of guys from the MAC, and I think you'll continue to see a lot more players from the MAC going to the NFL too. So, I'm proud to be from the MAC, you know.
And I mean, 14 catches, 176 yards. I mean, can you even imagine that on this level?
I'm not even thinking. I'm just trying to, you know, stick around, you know.
Yeah, but is that hard to imagine, though? I mean, you might be in that position.
That would be great. You know, that's a goal down the line, you know, to be, first of all, you know, I got goals and, you know, first goal is to make the team.
Yeah.
But, you know, eventually, you know, I definitely would want to do something like that. Yeah, build off of it and, you know, have a good career. So.
I tell you what, Scotty Graham seemed like he was pretty pleased with that. That's the wide receivers coach taking you guys through drills. I had my eyes on you all day, man. And each time you were did a drill, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful 14. Nice job, 14. So I heard a lot of great about 14. Is there ever a time you so far in camp that you kind of got a, hey, 14, why'd you do that?
Plenty of times. Like I said, I'm a rookie, so, you know, they're going to give me a hard time. It's one of the toughest things about this is, you know, the mental thing, trying to get the plays down and stuff, and also the speed of the game, getting adapted to that. But yeah, Scotty's a good coach, and sometimes he'll give you a compliment, but they're rare though. So.
But you got plenty, man. You got. Like I said, I was taking notes, man. And real quick before we let you go, take the Steeler fans out when they're listening to this podcast. What was it like when you got that phone call? I mean, did you think you might be ending up here? Were there any other teams interested in you? You finally landed as a Pittsburgh Steeler?
You know, there were some other teams interested, but Pittsburgh was the first team to call. And I was at work, actually, working a part-time job in the summer, and it was an overwhelming feeling, you know. And then... just to, you know, from the Steelers, you know, what a great program this is to be on. So yeah, it was a great feeling, and I was ecstatic, and my family was ecstatic.
Nice. You know your nickname's Ab?
How do you know that?
You told me that.
Oh, that's right. No, they don't know that. No one knows that.
Prepared.
No,
they might know. I might have to tell Antonio, another Mac guy, about it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, hey, once again, Amar Robinson, Pittsburgh Steelers, joining us here in Latrobe, PA, for St. Vincent's training camp.
NFL Draft Bible. On location.
I'm here at Latrobe, PA, St. Vincent College. It's John Clay, ex-Wisconsin Badger, now Pittsburgh Steeler. What's it like being here in camp, getting your feet under you?
That's a good experience. I'm having a lot of help from the other backs and coaches, just asking questions and just trying to get this process started now, knowing that we started so late. And, like, we against the ropes right now, just trying to figure out the plays.
How antsy were you when this finally got settled that you could finally put the pads on and get out here?
Oh, I was very happy. You know, I was looking forward to coming out here, you know, my kind of offense here, and, you know, just getting out here with a whole different team and getting a good feeling of them.
And Gabe Kremia talked a lot of Wisconsin guys that said they were really upset not seeing your name selected in the draft. I'm sure you felt the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Take us a little bit through that process. And did you think you might be going
somewhere? I thought it was, but, you know, teams are looking for different things at different times. They got to address their needs first. So, you know, running back for some people needs. But, you know, at the end of it, I got a chance to be on the team and prove myself.
And did you think there was an inkling that you might get signed here? I mean, did they show interest to you?
They showed interest at my pro day, talking with me, you know, just seeing how I'm doing and just, you know, talking about how they like how I ran the ball up in Wisconsin. And, you know, just, you know, giving me the now, like they really interested me.
Excellent. And you're the big back. You almost like to be the next Jerome Bettis, if you will. I mean, do you hear any talk of that?
Oh, yeah. Coach sounds like he called me Ron Dane when he seen me running the ball. So, you know, just being in that category of big backs, you know, is a very rare breed.
You know, and so much is made, and Ron Dane, the big backs. You think there's just kind of a label, a stereotype, just because you're a big back that you're not quick or you can't do certain things?
Yeah, just coming out of Wisconsin, just following him, him being the big back that he was and running how he did, and a similar type of running. Thankfully, I'm blessed. I also had the speed to, you know, run away from the defenders. But you know, just being in that kind of offense, the big back system that he came from, and then just following up behind him.
And switching it up, college, Big Ten, you guys get Nebraska in the conference. Is that going to be kind of strange seeing Wisconsin take?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to that game. It's the first Big Ten game up at Camp Randall's, a night game. You know, hopefully looking forward to seeing that on TV, making sure my boys go out there and perform.
NFL Draft Bible on location.
We're here at Latrobe, PA, St. Vincent's College with Baron Bash, rookie running back to Steelers. Baron, how's these first few days of training camp treating you?
It's good. You know, it's just a huge learning process. That's the biggest difference, is just trying to, you know, catch on to everything really quick, you know, missing OTAs and all the rookie mini camps and everything.
I mean, how quick is everything coming to you once you get out there? I mean, does it feel like football's got the quicker pace?
You know, I think as far as, like, you know, just the athletic standpoint, just getting it done on the field, you know, that's not a problem. Like, right now, you know, I mean, if you're here, you know, you can play. And that's across the board. But, you know, the part that, you know, is the most difficult part is just, you know, the mental aspect of the game and just learning the new playbook and learning new plays and new terminology and just such a condensed time period. But, you know, honestly, it's something that I enjoy doing, you know, and it's I'm learning a lot from these coaches, and I've learned so much just in the past few days.
Now, it looks like Richard Mendenhall just walked past, gives you a high five. How's he been? He'd be kind of giving you taking you
under the every running back here, you know, it's not like I heard, like, when you know, everybody used to tell me the stories. You get in, no one's going to talk to you, because, you know, but everybody's done a great job of, like, you know, helping me, telling me the plays and helping me understand concepts, and especially Rashard, you know, he's a veteran guy now, and you know, Isaac and John, and all those guys, I mean, have just done such a great job just, you know, telling me what they know, and that's really cool, because, you know, that's something that I've always done, you know, even when I was in college, I've always tried to, you know, teach the younger guys, so it's cool to be able to come in and have the older guys help me out.
Nice. And Coach Tomlin, have you drawn any praise or any, you know, not to met to the opposite of praise at camp? Have you heard your name called out?
You know, I'm just trying to get better. You know, I'm just trying to get better. I think as camp goes along, you know, I'll improve and hopefully catch the coach's eye. But right now, you know, I'm just trying to improve as a football player and do my assignments they give me.
So you didn't get called out, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
you haven't missed a block or anything like that.
No, I mean, I mean, everybody blows assignments, especially with this short amount of time. You're learning so much, but you know, I think I'm picking up on it pretty well. And the biggest thing I say, if you make a mistake, make it going full speed. And I think all the mistakes I've made, I've been going full speed. So.
And you're used to heat being down in Texas. How's the weather been so far in the heat?
It's not this humid in Texas. So I mean, it's not as hot here, but it's much more humid. So it kind of balances out.
NFL Draft Bible on location.
Well, we're here with Terrence McCray.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted just to talk about a little bit. You're here. You're a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're that big target, man. I mean, they have a lineman, Swede. He's been hurt. They bring in a Plaxico. So there's definitely a need for a guy like you. Mm-hmm. You kind of, I mean, I think you realize that?
Yes, I definitely realize that. They got another, they brought in two other receivers too, Wes Lyons and Eric Greenwood. And me, myself, we're all that tall receiver. Red zone efficiency, you can be very effective in there. So just doing my best I can here to practice, try to catch the coach's attention, let them know that I belong here.
And how you feel? I mean, there's a little bit of a layoff for everybody. I mean, I think everyone's anxious to get back here to football, but you're back at it?
Oh, yeah, back at it. Second day of pads, but a lot better than the first day. You know, I'm just I know what to expect, and I feel like the first day is a little hectic. You know, jumping into the fire, I didn't know what to expect, but now I got the routine down a little bit, and, you know, it's pretty going smooth, going real smooth.
And is it pretty impressive? I mean, the MAC, 11 guys right now in camp from the Mid-American this conference. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty impressive?
Yeah, of course. I feel like even here, there's a lot of MAC guys here. Even back in Antonio Brown, back in Central Michigan, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of MAC talent out here.
Yeah, and that says something a lot about the conference itself.
Yeah, of course.
When you were going through this whole process, I mean, pro days, getting ready for this, a lot of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. Did the Steelers show a lot of interest in you prior to them signing you?
No, not at all, really. They were at my pro day, but, I mean, they talked to me a little bit on the side, but mainly it was Kansas City and Miami. They were on it a lot, man. As soon as the phone call started calling in, my agent called me and says, Pittsburgh Steelers called. As soon as you said that, I said, oh, time to be a Steeler.
NFL Draft Bible on location.